Ever wished your soulmate came with an on-off switch? Okay, maybe not. But that's the kind of question lurking beneath the surface of X-2057, a movie that never quite made it to the big screen.
And what's so interesting about this deep dive is we're not just looking at a finished film. We're getting a glimpse behind the curtain into the creative process itself.
Right, a treasure chest of what-ifs. And get this, the movie is set in 1957, but with robots.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sleek, futuristic machines set against, like, tailfin cars and poodle skirts. I mean, talk about a visual paradox. Why do you think they went with that whole retro future vibe?
Well, picture the 1950s for a second. The Cold War is in full swing. Everyone's worried about conformity, keeping up with the Joneses. There's this underlying tension about technology. Is it going to save us or destroy us? Sound familiar?
Replace Cold War with AI anxiety. And it's like looking in a funhouse mirror.
Precisely. But instead of shying away from that tension, the filmmakers leaned right in, using the 1950s as this kind of warped reflection of our own hopes and fears about technology.
So let's talk plot. We've got George Fletcher, a mechanical engineer who's feeling a little lost. His marriage is kind of stuck in a rut. And then his brother-in-law introduces him to his latest top-secret project, companion robots.
And these aren't just your average clunky robots. The notes describe them as custom-designed soulmates, but with wires and circuits instead of feelings.
Or are they?
Ooh, good point. And that brings us to the star of the show, E47.
She's described as this fascinating blend of sleek, metallic coldness and simple elegance, almost like the filmmakers wanted to make her both alluring and a little unnerving at the same time. Which is brilliant because it plays into our own complicated feelings about AI, right? I mean, on one hand, there's this desire for a perfect companion, someone who gets us, but then there's that fear, can a machine ever truly replace human connection?
Exactly. And the critics were just as torn as George's in the film. Some called it a poignant love story for the digital age. Others said it was about as deep as a puddle.
Speaking of deep, we've got to talk about George's journey. This is where things get really interesting and maybe a little messy. The script shows him spending more and more time with Eve 47, almost disappearing into this secret robot world. And you can really feel his marriage, like, straining at the seams, right? Like, here's George trying to find solace in a machine while his real-life relationship is falling apart. It's kind of heartbreaking, actually.
It is. And this is where the filmmakers get really clever with their symbolism. Remember that whole thing about the moon landing being like this pivotal moment in the story?
Oh, yeah. It's not just some random event happening in the background, is
Not
it?
at all. Picture this. 1969, humanity at its most ambitious, landing on the moon. It's this incredible symbol of progress, of pushing boundaries. But at the same time, you've got George grappling with what it truly means to be human, to connect with someone on a deeper level.
And you're telling me they wove those two things together. Okay, now I'm even more curious about this movie that never got made. So what happens? Does George choose the perfect robot over everything else?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But here's where things take another interesting turn. The final scene of the film, it doesn't take place in a lab or even on Earth. It's set on the moon against this stark, otherworldly landscape.
Wait, seriously, they actually managed to film on location? Talk about going all out?
Well, not quite. Remember, all we have are, like, the notes in the script. But the imagery they use is incredibly vivid. And it's not just George and Eve 47 up there either. It's him, his wife, and another couple, all standing on the lunar surface.
Okay, I was not expecting that. It's like they're saying, we've conquered the final frontier, but what does it even matter if we're alone?
Exactly. It's both hopeful and incredibly bittersweet. And that's the brilliance of it. The filmmakers don't give us a neat, tidy answer. They leave us with this lingering question: what truly matters in the face of such immense progress?
You know, it's funny, we've been talking about robots and relationships, but it feels like this movie is really about something much bigger.
It's about the human experience, isn't it? It's about our need for connection, our fear of loneliness, and the choices we make in the face of incredible technological advancements.
And the fact that we're still grappling with these same questions today, decades after this movie was supposed to come out, just shows how timeless these themes really are.
Absolutely. And it makes you wonder, what would the film have looked like if it were made today? Would it be a dystopian warning, a heartwarming romance, or something in between?
I don't know about you, but I'm kind of obsessed with this whole Swiss Army knife approach the filmmakers took. It sounds like they were constantly experimenting, trying new things, even when things got messy.
It's a great metaphor for the creative process in general, isn't it? We all had our tools, our techniques for solving problems, finding inspiration. Sometimes it's about reframing the question, sometimes it's about embracing the unexpected.
Like that story they told about the impedance mismatch during the design phase. Talk about happy accident.
It's amazing how what seems like a mistake can actually lead to a breakthrough if you're open to seeing it that way. In a way, that's what this whole deep dive feels like, a series of happy accidents leading us down these unexpected paths of thought.
Speaking of unexpected paths, can we circle back to the moon landing for a second? I'm still stuck on that imagery.
Of course. It's such a powerful symbol, and it works on so many levels. On one hand, you have the technological marvel, the triumph of human ingenuity. But on the other, it's this barren, desolate landscape, a reminder that even when we achieve the impossible, it might not be enough to fill the void within us.
That's deep. And I'm guessing that ties back into George's dilemma, right?
Absolutely. It's almost as if the filmmakers are asking, can technology ever truly satisfy our deepest needs? Or are we just chasing after a pale imitation of the real thing?
And that's the thing about this whole X-2057 mystery, isn't it? We're left with more questions than answers, but in a way, that's more satisfying than some neat little Hollywood ending, don't you think? It really gets you thinking.
And feeling, too. I mean, here we are talking about a movie that never even got made, and yet it's sparked this whole conversation about love, technology, what it means to be human.
It's like they say, the best stories, they stay with you long after the credits roll. But in this case, the credits never rolled. Which, honestly, that might be the most intriguing twist of all.
Speaking of twist, remember that note from the writer's journal? The one where he talks about Eve 47, not as a replacement for human connection, but as a way to highlight what's missing.
Oh, yeah. Like she's a mirror reflecting back our own desires, our flaws.
Exactly. And that's what makes her such a powerful character. Even if she only ever existed on paper, she's not just a robot. She's a symbol of our own longing for connection, for something that might not even exist.
Wow, I'm getting chills just thinking about it. It's like that age-old question. If you could design the perfect partner, would it really make you happy? Or would it just show you what true happiness is not?
Right, that whole be careful what you wish for idea, but on a whole other level.
Okay, last question, and it's a big one. If you were a studio exec back in the day, would you have given X-2057 the green light?
Honestly. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't tempted. It's a risky premise, sure, but it taps into something so universal, so deeply human. And the right hands, it could have been groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking, maybe even a little bit dangerous. Who knows, maybe it was a good thing. X-2057 never saw the light of day. It lets us keep imagining, debating, filling in the blanks with our own hopes and fears.
And isn't that the beauty of a good story? It's not about the answers, is it? It's about the questions that linger in your mind long after the lights have dimmed.
So if you're listening to this and you've ever felt that pull, that tension between the allure of technology and that messy reality of human connection, well, you're not alone. This deep dive into X-2057 wasn't just about robots and a movie that never got made. It was about us. It was about the choices we make, the connections we crave, and the ever-evolving relationship between humanity and the machines we create. And on that note, I think we've earned ourselves a break from the on-off switch of our own digital lives. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those imaginations firing.